This is Leg Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The COVID-19 pandemic has threatened economic stability for many Milwaukeeans. But for renters, there has been some protection. That thin safety net halting some evictions is due to dissolve at the end of the year without congressional action, which means there is a looming eviction crisis hanging over the heads of a lot of Wisconsin households. But there's more to being evicted than just losing your shelter. It's a stain on your rental record that makes it more difficult to find housing again. For families, it can also mean uprooting children from their school system while trying to maintain your dignity. Deb Hefner is the Housing Strategy Director at Community Advocates. She spoke with Leg Effect's Becca Schimmel about what eviction looks like and how it touches every aspect of a person's life.
We're looking at a possible looming eviction crisis in the Milwaukee area and across Wisconsin, across the country. What are the options for people who have been protected by a moratorium but are at risk because of that expiring?
Well, I think it's important to note that, you know, the eviction crisis isn't new. This is something that has been happening now for quite some time. And as a result, Community Advocates and our partners have been really working to be able to address it. Unfortunately, COVID has really taken it into like unprecedented levels. The one positive thing is the amount of support has greatly increased. So if there was a loss of income, we do have rent assistance available still. Community Advocates, we administer the county, the Milwaukee County CARES Act dollars. And the criteria there for rent assistance is just really needing to show that loss of income, and there's specific income eligibility criteria as well. But we are just wanting to make sure that anyone who is afraid of not being able to make their rent is aware that this exists and that they reach out to us. And then beyond that, we, as I just mentioned, have been working to create this Rental Housing Resource Center with a total of 9 partners from all different facets of, housing stability work. And we're trying to be able to help the individual as a whole because there's so many factors that come into play. So in a nutshell, there is help and there is support. So we want to make sure people are aware of that.
Absolutely. And thinking about eviction and the amount of things that it can affect, what are the ripple effects of being evicted?
Well, it's terrible. I mean, there's a lot of obviously health and mental health and physical health ramifications. Just in terms of the stress that happens as a result, there's adverse effects on children. But your home is arguably one of the most important things about someone's life. So if there is a chance that you may not know where you're going to be living, or even just the stress of thinking about that, obviously it's going to affect all facets of your life as well. Those health effects, but then also just the ramification of the eviction itself, because unfortunately it's like just this X on your record that makes it really challenging to be able to get future places. I mean, it's very similar to credit, and it's just unfortunate that often people that are already vulnerable are those who face that. And then it just has this effect, like you said, a ripple effect that just makes it that much more difficult to be able to obtain housing in the future, or quality housing that everybody deserves.
Yeah, of course. And Deb, as you and your colleagues at Community Advocates understand, an eviction crisis isn't always immediately seen or understood by people not directly affected. Yeah. So from someone working in your field, how would you visualize what eviction looks like in a person's life?
Well, I get emotional thinking about that. You know, and I'm newer to housing as well. But I think, you can see the pictures, and if you work in the city, you've even encountered this, like driving, that, you drive past a place where there's just all the belongings that are sitting in front of the home. And if you think about that, everybody, like I said, housing is such an important part of everyone's world and life. And then, your things are obviously what's in your house. So just to be able to see that, I think it just resonates with the loss, and that this is someone's entire life that's just being completely uprooted. And I think it's important that people can see that and have empathy towards that, because again, it's something that everyone can relate to. It's their home, you know?
That's a really powerful mental image, that, because I think what makes a house a home, you think about all the ways that you yeah. create a home, and seeing that fractured in front of someone's, what was their home?
I think the other thing of it too is just in talking to tenants, you know, that are on the verge of eviction, it's like this fear that, like, I really haven't encountered before. I mean, because, you know, there's just, it's so urgent. And obviously, like with everything, you know, things take time, assistance takes time. And but that person, that doesn't matter, because this is their entire life, you know. So it's just that balancing act of realizing that there's so many, you know, emergency situations. But to that person, that is their emergency situation, and making sure that it's, you know, viewed, and that there's just dignity involved in that as well. And I think that's where the Rental Housing Resource Center especially will come into play, because again, it's like the whole gamut of services, and really being able to look at the individual and figure out like what is the root of the problem and be able to help that way.
Well, then I can't help but think about all the other things that are just naturally difficult. Say if you're moving to a different place, getting your license and getting all these other things established that you have to have an address for.
Right. So something as simple as that. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, enrolling in school, like, I mean, I've talked to desperate tenants who are like, I need to get my kids enrolled in school. It's so obviously in the midst of a pandemic, I mean, the fact that these, you know, the majority of children are learning virtually, if you don't have a home right there, you know, that's going to be extremely challenging. And so there's just so many facets in normal everyday life. And then, you know, piled COVID on top of it. And it's just that much more challenging and scary, because obviously there's never been a more important time for someone to maintain stable housing. You know, the other thing I want to mention too is just, you know, with, you know, I keep talking about the downsides of COVID, but that, like, you know, the upsides are that we really have, in addition to being able to get our Rental Housing Resource Center off the ground, we've been able to talk to so many landlords. And I think, you know, we've always taken the approach of like, we have to work together. It's not adversarial, you know, our relationships, but it's just been able to provide new opportunities to communicate and, you know, come around the same table. And so much of it is just about education. And like, you know, you just, that question you asked me was just so important about how someone that maybe not has experienced this can really see what it's like, and just being able to, you know, come around the table and just share like the version of like what we're seeing, and then, you know, find common ground. And there's exceptions to every rule, but the majority of landlords that we work with do want to be able to try and as well keep the tenant in the house. I mean, it's obviously advantageous to them as well. I mean, it's very costly to even file an eviction.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are experiencing and understanding how close someone can be to losing their housing than ever before. Do you feel like one of the other bright spots of COVID might be that the work that you all are doing, the challenges that you see every day in the community, are being seen by more people?
That's a really good point too. Yes, absolutely. And really, like, even thanks to like media, I feel like it's just been covered so much more. We're able to get the information out about the resources. A lot of people have read the book Evicted by Matt Desmond. And if you have not and you're listening, you should definitely read it to help understand the eviction crisis better. And what's interesting about that book is that it also takes place in Milwaukee. And they, Matt Desmond actually worked with community advocates, you know, as he wrote that book. But, you know, Evicted was like great in terms of being able to also like capture more interest and just be able to depict it. And then again, since COVID, I think there's just been a stronger focus on getting out the information on resources and just more awareness raising to not only the crisis, but the resources that exist to help the crisis.
The immediate challenge someone faces when being evicted is housing. Where are they going to find shelter? But what are the other somewhat unknown difficulties that eviction presents?
In terms of, you know, we're not knowing where you're going to go that night is obviously like the big pressing issue. But, you know, if you do have things and, you know, if they do get put on the street, like, you know, we have like a triage mechanism where we're thinking like, okay, so first of all, let's make sure that the person has a place to go that night, but then also that they have a place to take their things to, you know. And often those things are costly, though, too, like to be able to move things or if you don't have a vehicle. So it's just like working on those like logistics. But like safety, obviously, is the first huge part of it. And dignity as well, because like, you know, going back to that whole, these are personal things and they're value, you know, they're valuable. So that, and then beyond that, you know, focusing on a longer term solution. So oftentimes if someone has to move, obviously it's going to be a quick move to something temporary. And so then we're going to try and work to figure out a relocation plan. And that's another, I think, thing of, you know, of COVID too, is that, you know, working to build more relationships with landlords and having like an increased willingness to possibly even rent to someone that has a past eviction, you know, on their record. But so relocating to a longer term thing, because the ultimate goal then is just to make sure that person does have safe and stable housing.
How do you work to help someone who feels that they've lost their dignity because of a housing issue, because of being evicted?
Yeah, I mean, I think regaining housing is, you know, is very important. And also just having like compassion and empathy. And I think, you know, it's very important to the way that we deliver our services that everyone that we're working with understands that, you know, they're not alone. I mean, I've actually heard, it's interesting because, you know, people say, I'm not a bad person. I'm like, I know you're not a bad person. I mean, you can have like, you know, you can be making, you know, a pretty decent salary and something can happen and it can spur. I mean, COVID's been an example of that too, you know? So, and unfortunately, you know, people of color are often disproportionately affected by this, and women as well. And it's, you know, just important for people to be aware that, you know, this is not exclusive to them and that there's systematic issues involved as well. I think that hopefully helps as well. And just advocating, I think, for change, you know, on a policy level too is important, because, you know, you can help the individual, but there's obviously things that need to be changed, you know, policy wise that could make a, you know, a difference for the broader population.
What are your concerns for what happens if the eviction moratorium ends as it is scheduled to do?
Well, so, and that's an interesting one. So the eviction moratorium, you know, first it was the statewide one. Currently we have the CDC federal moratorium. It is good in the short term, you know, in terms of helping us to be able to keep, you know, tenants like stable in the moment. But unfortunately, it's not a rent freeze. And, you know, it has a trickle effect. Like if a tenant's not able to pay their rent, the landlord is not able to pay their mortgage. And it's like, it's kind of like the food chain, you know, it goes. I think it's, you know, really important to us to make sure that that people know that the resources exist, because rent assistance, really the level that we have right now can help to cure that arrear and make it so that, you know, they're once again in good standing, because unfortunately come January, that rent is still going to be owed. You know, as we all know, Wisconsin's the coldest, January is the coldest month of the year in Wisconsin. So it's just going to be that much scarier knowing that many people are in jeopardy of possibly losing their homes. So I think it's just more about getting the message out that, you know, this is not a rent freeze, and that, you know, just to seek help and resources, and do not be ashamed or embarrassed anytime, but especially not during this time, because, you know, this is why we exist, is to be able to try and help. And there's, you know, never been a more important time for us to be there.
And is the city of Milwaukee prepared for what could be a looming eviction crisis?
I don't think any city is prepared for what could be a looming eviction crisis. I mean, obviously shelters are filled, and, you know, I think that going back to, again, just to being, you know, Wisconsin and winter. And so I think it's scary. And I think, you know, hopefully there'll be, you know, another stimulus package that is passed that would bring in more increased resources. And we're so grateful to, you know, the county and the city of Milwaukee and the state that, you know, stepped up and you know, utilized their CARES dollars to be able to put towards rent assistance, because it really has been able to make the difference in this current moment. So it's really thinking about moving past January. And so like all fingers are crossed, but there's this private, you know, because obviously not everybody is eligible for the, you know, the federal dollars. So the other thing is like the philanthropy community, you know, has definitely stepped up, and You know, and so that in that way, that's another positive because the tension is there and we've just been able to work with each other. And we're so grateful to be able to have these resources because we obviously get to see the positive effects of being able to help that, you know, that person.
Deb Hefner is the Housing Strategy Director at Community Advocates. She spoke with Lakefex Becca Schimmel about eviction and the ripple effects it has.